For those of you waiting with bated breath for a winner to be crowned, the wait is over. After a much-anticipated showdown in New York City, the nation has its first-ever national fingerboarding champion. For the uninitiated, it is a miniature version of skateboarding, in which competitors use tiny skateboards and skate with their fingers. After several competitions around the country, the 15 best fingerboarders were invited to the event on Friday, and reporter Sarah Reynolds was there.
19-year-old Taylor Rosenbauer of Harding Township, New Jersey, made it through the event gates early to practice before the big competition. Like most fingerboarders, Rosenbauer's a skateboarder too. He says it's like skateboarding without the balance or the fear factor.
Fingerboarding's a way of taking my love for skateboarding and I guess doing it when I can't skate.
Like when he broke his arm skateboarding and his parents told him to stop. This, he says, is when he first came across the tiny boards. Each board is about 2.5 inches long, and despite their size, they look just like skateboards. Some are wooden, some plastic, but they all have the sandpapery grip tape on the top and skateboard graphics underneath. They cost anywhere from a few bucks to more than $100. Rosenbauer says he owns hundreds and even has a company sponsor, Black River Ramps. He pulled a board out of his pocket and showed me how it works.
Probably the first trick that most people learn when they first start fingerboarding is called just a shove it. That's where you spin the board 180 degrees by doing, I guess, a scissor kick motion with your two fingers. So your back finger slides back and your front finger goes forward.
It's pretty tough, but Rosenbauer says practice is the key. Other fingerboarders seem to agree. As soon as the event gates opened, they came running to find the skateboard tables, hoping for room to practice their tricks. The finalists ranged in age between 14 and 24, and they all earned a free trip to the championship, courtesy of Tech Deck, the sponsoring company.
We got the national championship, the Tech Deck U.S. Fingerboarding Championships.
Tech Deck makes fingerboards, and they built 4 mini skate parks for the events, each one about the size of a dining room table. Each competitor moved from table to table, whizzing their board up tiny ramps and steps, guiding it with just 2 fingers. They'd flip up onto tiny metal handrails for slides and spin their board in the air, hoping for good landings. Their fingers looked just like little legs on a skateboard. Competitors were scored on style, creativity, and the difficulty of their tricks. 22-year-old Kyle Ballard was a finalist from Houston, Texas, and he said the tables were kind of fancy. He usually does his tricks off textbooks at home.
Well, this is like real wood, so it's like it's made for a real skateboard.
During the competition, each fingerboarder sat nearby, practicing their tricks on flag stands and bumps in the pavement.
1 minute jam. All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
In the end, 14-year-old Maddie Taylor swept the championships after traveling all the way from California to compete. He won $5,000. So what does a kid do with this kind of money?
Yeah, probably buy some fingerboard stuff. Yeah, maybe a new camera.
Tech Deck plans to make this an annual event, so Maddie Taylor might have a chance to defend his title next year. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Reynolds in New York.
All Things Considered will continue in a moment.